Hello and welcome to another episode of Pinot and Perfume. I am your host, Sarah Chacone. Thank you for bearing with me these past couple of weeks. It's been crazy. Not going to get into too many details, but got some work drama, which I'm definitely not going to get into details on, that I keep work and private life absolutely separate. And I have people from work who listen to this podcast, so we won't go into details there. But we got some work drama. My dad's currently in the hospital for COVID-19. Not on a ventilator, thank God, but he is on oxygen. So he's trying to get his levels up so he can be discharged. And so there's just a whole lot that's been going on. Delina is kind of a shitty napper in the afternoon. So, you know, her nap time could be like 20 to 30 minutes before she wakes up. And you got to start the whole cycle of eat, poop, and repeat type of thing. So usually when during those short nap windows, I try to get chores done, laundry, doing dishes, whatever. And just haven't had a chance to just really sit down and record. But I have some time now, so I'm at least going to get the intro done. And my husband's currently out of town on business. And it's just me and the baby, and she's currently sleeping. So, yeah, I guess I'll start off with the other day I was duped into listening to Christian hip hop. I was flipping through the channels, and I caveat that by saying I used to have Sirius XM for a number of years, not a flex, but I just bring that up to say, you know, if you have satellite radio, they have the name of the station, like when you're flipping through, so you kind of know what to expect. Now that I'm listening to terrestrial radio, it doesn't always have that. It'll have like the call letters and the numbers, but it doesn't, you know, sometimes I'll get it mid-song and it'll do, put the song name on it, but this one just had the call letters. And so I was listening to it. I was like, this is kind of nice. This is like the new Kanye West album. You know, like I don't follow Kanye West. So this is me being incredibly white. But, you know, I was by myself and that's what I was thinking. And then I started paying attention to the lyrics. And it was about people like God and like people bowing to God. And he's the ruler of all and this, that, and the other. And I immediately turned it. And I was sad because it was kind of a sick beat. And it's not to say if you enjoy that type of music, worship, whatever, you know, more power to you. I do not mean to offend. I'm still in recovery from being a Southern Baptist, like high school and some middle school. Actually, all of middle school and most of high school. And that runs deep. And I just have flashbacks when I hear, you know, maybe a little Kirk Franklin, maybe some Carmen. If you know Carmen. Maybe a little Michael W. Smith. Like, all that just brings me back. So when I realized I was duped into listening to Christian hip-hop, I immediately turned that shit. So a little salty. I think I ended up listening to a commercial, or I think I just wound up on a country station. Because for whatever reason the other day, those are the only stations when I'd flip through that weren't playing commercials or at the time that I flipped through it, so end up listening to a country song on the rest of the way home. Which, speaking of country songs, you ever notice how like a lot of country songs are about women getting beaten or otherwise abused, but then the women end up killing their abuser? I heard a Carrie Underwood song about that. And I was thinking back to other songs with that same theme. You know, you have Goodbye Earl from the Dixie Chicks, and you have Independence Day from Martina McBride. And I'm sure some other ones that I have not heard of, or I heard of and I'm drawing a blank on, but that seems to be a very recurring theme in country western music. And I wonder why that's the only genre of songs to have that, because that's kind of badass. You know, you make a woman out to be a woman's victimized, but then by the end of the song, she ain't victimized no more, if you know what I'm saying. And they always work in the line, you know, he hit a woman for the very last time. I think Dixie Chicks had it. Carrie Underwood had it. Don't think Independence Day had it, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did. I'm just saying, other genres of music should maybe take note, because that's in a weird, twisted, fucked up way, kind of an empowering message. And this is not me condoning, if you're being abused, do not kill your abuser. You know, I don't want murder on my hands. You know, get out safely. But if he hits you for the last time, I'll look the other way. And I probably just implicated myself. Somebody is going to listen to this and friggin' commit a crime. And they're going to be like, the last person I listened to was Pino and Perfume podcast. I don't even get paid for this shit to be implicated in a murder. You know, like, I don't need this shit in my life. Don't murder anybody, please, because you listen to me. Please don't. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now. And we're going to get into the scent of the week. All right, this week's scent of the week is called Banana Split, and it's by a relatively new perfume house called PathToPerfumery.com. So I like to watch a bunch of YouTube, like, fragrance reviewers, and one of the reviewers that I watch, the channel is named Bougie Fragrance, and it's run by a woman named Dawn and her husband, Photography Guy. He shoots and edits everything. And so it's a fun channel. Like, definitely check them out. They review perfumes. It's very, very hot, you know, very obvious fragrance reviewers. But their son opened up his own, he's a self-taught perfumer, and he opened up his own company, his own perfume company called Path to Perfumery. And so he's got several scents, but one of them is called Banana Split. I actually won it in a giveaway that Bougie Fragrance was hosting. And yeah, let's get into it. It smells how you would imagine a banana split smells. The notes are chocolate, pineapple, strawberry, and bananas. I think it's fun. It's definitely a fun, like, I would say if you're a seasonal fragrance wearer, maybe a fun summertime fragrance. Smells just like a banana split. Makes you very much want a banana split. I like to layer it with pink sugar. You know, surprise, surprise. It is, because it is a very linear fragrance. And I like to, my fragrance oils that I have that are kind of linear, like Choco Musk, Golden Sands, they're more gourmand in nature. They mix very well with pink sugar. And this is no exception. So I like to wear it. It's like banana split with a little topping of spun sugar, which may sound gross to you. My husband doesn't like pink sugar. He says I smell cheap. However, this little combo that this banana split combo, banana split and pink sugar combo, one time I wore it and he said that I smelled good. He said he smelled mint. He said I smelled like a mojito. Don't know where he got mojito from. You know, mint is in none of the notes on either pink sugar or banana split. Neither is any sort of alcohol, but, you know, I'll take it. I'll take a compliment, especially a compliment for someone who doesn't care about pink sugar. So it got a thumbs up from my husband, this combo. So I have a roll-on. I think it's a perfume oil. I'm not sure. I'm on the website right now, path2perfumery.com. It will also be in the show notes. And it doesn't say if it's an oil or a spray. It only comes in one size, 1 ounce, 30 milliliters. It's $29.99. Not too bad for a little cheapy. If you are in, they said it's the Michiana. So I think it's Michigan and Indiana area. That's where he's based out of. I think you can actually physically go in and he'll help you create your own customized scent. I think they'll do like perfume parties where you can kind of create your customized scent. Don said that he's really got a really good rapport with people. He's really funny. So if you're in the area, you know, check it out. And yeah, it's a pretty simple perfume. In terms of longevity and projection, it's not long lasting. I get about maybe 4 hours. And granted, caveat is now I hold my little infant daughter. So a lot of the perfume that I wear rubs off on her. So it could not last as long because of that. But even before, because I got this rollerball before I had her and I was wearing it, and I think I got about 4 hours max from it. So it's definitely something you'd have to reapply. if you wanted it to. And then the projection, it's moderate. I would say for about a first 45 minutes to an hour or so, it's about an arm's length. You know, people will be able to smell it on you, but it's not beast mode. It's not like announcing your arrival before, you know, you come in the room. It's nothing like that. It's not going to choke anybody out. It's very, it's very moderate. So, definitely something you'd have to reapply throughout the day if that's your jam. But like I said, it's not, to me, that doesn't really bother me. Like, yeah, I like beast mode fragrances, but sometimes, especially I think when it comes to the more gourmand, sugary ones, sometimes beast mode is not cut out. Sometimes you don't want beast mode for those. And I think this is one of those fragrances. I think if this was super, super loud, I don't think I would like it as much. I think it could get old and cloying real quick. So in this case, I think kind of the moderate longevity and projection works for it instead of against it. So that's my only caveat there. It's about moderate on that end. But again, it's an affordable fragrance. I mean, $30, you can't beat it. And you can reapply it all you want. It's not like it's, you know, you're paying $200 for it, so you got to ration it out. But, you know, it's pretty solid perfume for like a debut perfumer. Very, very solid. So you can go and check it out. It's path2perfumery.com. Bougie Fragrance has a code. It's bougie15 for 15% off your order. And it's spelled B-O-U-J-E-E, 15, 1-5. This is not my code. I don't make any money from this. I don't really know if Dawn makes any money from this or if the Bougie Fragrance channel makes any money from this. But I just wanted to throw it out there because saving money is always good, no matter what it is, right? You can get an even better deal on a perfume that's already priced as a great deal. And they have several other fragrances too. Bougie Fragrance recently reviewed Grandpa's Pipe, which sounds really amazing. It's tobacco forward fragrance. He's got one called Lime in the Coconut, Pina Colada, got one called Yoda. They have one, a jasmine one. So it's very much runs kind of the gamut from florals to more gourmand. If the other fragrances are anything like Banana Split, they're probably going to be smell pretty good quality and be worth checking out. So yeah, definitely check it out. It's a new perfumer on the scene. And yeah, it's exciting to see where this is going to go. Whew, I just had a goddamn sneeze attack right when I was getting ready to record this segment. So if I sound stuffed up, that's what's going on. I don't know if I'm even done sneezing. So if I get more than halfway through this segment and it comes back, I'm not editing it out. Fair warning. So, a fragrance in the news. I got two for you this week. The first one's from NPR. It's a little bit late because it was for Valentine's Day, but it was still kind of interesting, so I thought I would share. Basically, the Idaho Potato Commission came out with a perfume that smells like fries. It's called Freets by Idaho, and the bottle looks very much like a Valentino bottle. Like it's got the spikes, it's glass. It actually looks pretty nice. For the price they were selling it at, I'm very surprised. They were selling it for $1.89 per 1 point in for each bottle, which was 1.7 ounces. And again, if you look at this bottle, the link will be in the show notes. If you look at this bottle, it looks, at least the picture makes it look like it's way more, like they would be selling it way for way more than $1.89. Like it looks like the first thing that came to my mind was it's a Valentino bottle. But it's called Freets by Idaho. And basically it is supposed to evoke the aroma of French fries. And as the article puts it, quote, in all their greasy, salty splendor, end quote. Apparently the commission did a poll and people ranked the smell of French fries as the most irresistible scent. And the fragrance is made from distilled Idaho potatoes and essential oils. The fragrance is sold out, FYI. And they're apparently doing a giveaway that promises more bottles of this perfume that ends today, actually. So go enter it if you really want a bottle. I'm good. I'm not really, after my Eau de Space fiasco, I'm not really into gimmick scents anymore, which I need to do a warning. So way back in, I think it was 2019, was 2019 or 2020? I feel like it was the summer of 2019. No, it might have been 2020. There was a Kickstarter for Eau de Space. It was supposed to smell like outer space, according to, you know, astronauts who have been to outer space and who have described the smell, famously described as like gunpowder, raspberries, and meat. And so there was this Kickstarter campaign that was launched to recreate this fragrance, bottle it, and then proceeds would go to like STEM programs in school. If you bought a bottle, and a bottle would be donated to a STEM program. It sounded really cool. I think it was like $30. I backed it, and it was an entire, don't order it, guys. It turned out to be, I don't know if it's a scam, because people did receive bottles, but I'm side-eyeing it really hard. So because you can order it straight out now. There's a whole website, odaspace.com. You can order fragrance. They also have a new one called The Smell of the Moon, Eau de Luna or something, where it's supposed to smell like the moon. They're still selling it, but there's a lot of people who backed the Kickstarter campaign who never received their bottles. And if they did get their bottles, they were leaking, not broken, completely not in the best condition. And I've heard the smell was rank. Not that I was expecting it to smell super wearable, but I'm kind of glad I never received my bottle, $30 down the drain. So that's my little sidetrack of a story. Beware if you see anything about Eau de Space. Beware, don't order from it, because you might not get your product. But anyway, that's why I thought this was kind of interesting to share. I'm not going to enter this giveaway because, honestly, after the first initial spray, are you really going to wear a damn French fry scented perfume outside of, like, bringing it out if you have people over like, oh, I smell this? No. So, but if you're into that, the giveaway ends today, so you can enter. All right, next one is a kind of a good inspirational story. It's from the Daily Mail, and basically it's from about how this mother of two kind of started her own fragrance line. Now, she's from Australia, and I have not heard this fragrance line. It's called Who Was Elijah, but apparently she got the inspiration because she was at Coachella, and she smelled this perfume or this fragrance from this lady that somebody was wearing. And it turned out that the perfume that the lady was wearing was just like a cheap oil. And so the woman, let's see her name. She has a name. Let's see. Raquel Boris. So Raquel tried to recreate this scent from this oil and put it in a perfume form. And she couldn't do that. She never did that. But she ended up, after multiple tries, coming up with this unisex scent that she really, really liked called His Her. And that was kind of the birth of her own line. It started in 2018. And through a lot of like blood, sweat, and tears, it sounded like this lady just didn't give up. She she came up with, you know, she has her own line. She had her own line, and apparently it ended up getting picked up. Of course, this stupid daily, why are magazine and newspaper websites terrible? This is like, I've had this pulled up, and it, every once in a while it will refresh and then the words don't show through. It's so strange. But she ended up launching it, still working full time. She and her partner were still working full time. Every bit of money they made went back into the business, into developing additional scents, working on packaging, all of that. Then they started getting stocked in, I think it's an Australian store line, 'cause I had never heard of it. David Jones, that was in 2020. So She came up with her scent and officially launched her company in 2018. 2 years later, she was stocked in David Jones, and they liked that it was, I guess they wanted to stock it in stores without smelling it because they liked, I guess, the packaging, and they liked that it was fully Australian. So I'm thinking David Jones is an Australian line of stores. So after that happened, she was able to leave her full-time job and work for herself, which is amazing. This was in July. And then I guess Adore Beauty in 2021 also ended up stocking it. Like, they ended up placing orders, and that's when it like super exploded. I think they sell like 3,500 bottles of perfume a week or whatever. They were making, the Adore Beauty was making $30,000. Yeah, they sell more than 3,500 bottles per week, and they have 5 perfumes in the range. So her gamble, her investment definitely paid off. And their next milestone is getting an operation set up in the States. They do sell to the U.S., they mentioned, but sometimes shipping can be a little bit wonky because perfume's classified. If you are in FRAGCOM, you know that perfumes, I think, is classified as a controlled substance, so shipping it abroad is hella hard. I mean, for the average consumer, I think it's impossible. And if you're a pet professional perfumer, then there's all sorts of like licenses and shit you got to jump through. But they're doing it. Like, so I thought it was super, kind of a really good feel-good story about, you know, persistence and following your dreams, and just a good, like, I love a good story of like a business being successful, especially a woman-owned business. So that was my other story. Again, both of these links will be in the show notes. Great. The Daily Mail link just broke on me. I think it's all the damn pop-ups on these damn news and magazine websites. And Daily Mail, The Guardian, People.com, USWeekly.com, local websites for affiliates. Everything sucks. But yeah, links will be on the show notes. And I want to know what you think. If you've heard of Who is Elijah, I don't know. Do I have any Australian listeners? It's probably super, super niche, but I'm interested to know if you have experience with that brand, if you like their perfumes. Yeah, just let me know. That wraps up this week's episode. Thank you guys for bearing with me. I'm hoping to do episodes more consistently, but we'll see. A lot going on right now in life. I'm trying to get them out when I can. If you want to connect with me online, you can do so. I'm at Pinot and Perfume on Instagram. You can email the show, pinotandperfumepodcast@gmail.com. I think that's it. I used to be on Peloton, but when I got pregnant and my belly got too big to exercise and I got too tired to even do moderate pregnancy exercises, I paused my membership so I wouldn't keep getting charged for it, and I just haven't reactivated it yet. So right now, those are the two places you can follow me online. Oh, I've got a blog, pinotperfume.wordpress.com. Basically, just more user-friendly versions of the show notes are on there. If the spirit moves you, you can leave a review. I would like a 5-star review, but, you know, open to constructive criticism. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It just helps, you know, more people find the show. And yeah, if you like Emily in Paris, or you like to hate Emily in Paris, I do have another podcast that I co-host with my friend Jenna. We've been on hiatus for a minute because, you know, COVID prevented season 2 from, you know, coming out. And then now that season 2 is out, you know, I can't find time to devote to recording these episodes. I barely find time to devote to recording this podcast, but season 1 is out. It's called Savoir Shade. It is an Emily in Paris recap, and it's fun. We go on some real tangents, but yeah, check that out. You can listen to it on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to Pinot and Perfume, you can listen to that podcast. And with that, I am out. Whatever you are doing, hope you are having fun, you are being safe, but most importantly, you are smelling good. Bye.
Pino and Perfume is hosted and produced by yours truly, Sarah Chacon. Theme music is Around the Bend by Evan Schaefer.